Video game bang, video game bang, video game bang. Mega Ran. Live from the sack, it's the live, it's a fact. I'm putting rhymes on this track to put my guys on the map. Updates, geek news, tech talk, and reviews. They can summarize it so you ain't gotta breeze through. Listen once and you're forever fans. And I'm not saying it because their theme song features Mega Ran, the ultimate source of all geek media. Other podcasts, they just don't match up. Need proof? You can check the archives and catch up. Stats off the chain, we have rearranged the game. It'll never be the same. Now it's time to feel the
bang. What is up, everybody? Corey Vincent here, Video Game Bang, back on the Wednesday shows. And I'm excited. There's a lot to talk about. It's an exciting time if you're a gamer. And right there, through it all, we have Emma Skies. What's up, Emma?
Hi.
Hi. You're not used to working, are you? You're tired now?
It's not work. I mean, work has me tired, but I just haven't been sleeping. But now I'm like tired. I got a big ass headache. It's going great. I feel great, y'all. It's going to be a good time.
Welcome to adulthood.
Whatever.
Pretty soon you're going to have a t-shirt that says it's wine o'clock somewhere.
Yikes.
Yep. It's coming. He's already well into adulthood. He is.
He just called you old.
I mean, I'm calling him seasoned. A veteran of the game, of life.
He's always calling him old.
He's a KG veteran at that. What is going on, Curtis?
I'm a marinated old ass man. Let's face it. I'm not getting any younger, everybody.
That's a lot to be happy about, man. Our city. Look at where our city is at.
Oh, we will talk about our indomitable city.
Why not now? What's up? Tell me what happened, because there's a lot. There's a big hubbub downtown this week.
There's some hubbub. Finally. The SAC has stepped into the big leagues. Our team, the SAC Republic, is now officially part of Major League Soccer.
Damn, so it seemed like it took forever. Like, as soon as we got our minor league team, it's always been the goal. It's like, all right, what do we got to do to become, you know, MLS? Let's get those train tracks going.
Absolutely, man. And it's funny. Like, do you know what indomitable means?
Yeah, it's snowman. Right?
Close, Mr. Abominable.
Yeah, thank you.
It means cannot be submerged. Like, you know, especially for a city who's known for flooding, you know, our downtown is built upon top of a downtown that's built on top of a downtown.
Yeah.
Because we flooded. All we had to do was keep our head above water, and it was only a matter of time.
Yep. Thank you to tons of great people in the city who believed in it. A lot of people with a lot of money and a lot of influence. This stuff doesn't just happen to every city, but we got, you know, some dudes like Nagel running around. Vivek, you know, what he did with Saving the Kings, Mark Mastrov, Andy Miller, and then KJ, Mayor KJ.
Kevin Johnson.
It took a lot of people, a lot of work. And then also joining us on the show, she was so nice. We had her back twice. What's going on, Lexi?
What's up? Nothing much. Video games.
How has life changed since you hit the big stage of Video Game Bang? I'm assuming, you know, people wanting your autograph all the time now.
No, not yet. But if you guys want it, you know, I'm easy to talk to. So maybe you can get it on the next. No, I'm kidding. just been playing League, you know.
How have the changes been enacted yet that we discussed last time you were on?
No. So I think they're going to start those changes after league season has ended, which is like November 12th or 24th. But they did give us like a free like trinket every day, like a free gift.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Good guy Riot, man.
I mean, they're giving away a ton of stuff, like from Blue Essence to Orange Essence, which is basically you can like switch out for like RP. They gave a ton of people RP that was on Twitch, like playing with them.
Okay.
And they also gave away like free skins and things like that. So,
dang, exciting.
Yeah, it's been a great time. And also, which is really nice by Riot, is that even if you don't log into your game or play a game that day, they're letting you be able to get all 10 gifts by November, like the end of season date. So that's really nice. Some games don't do that. It's like you have to log on every day or play whatever, but yeah.
Have you noticed any changes since last week? I would assume the player base has grown. Is it taking? Are you getting into matches a little quicker? Has there been any upside?
No, matches are still kind of slow. I'm still playing ranked, so I'm trying to rank up before season ends. But, yeah, I would say more people are hype. More of my friend lists have been logging on because of it. Yeah, so yeah. There's that, yeah. And everybody's hype about Runeterra, too, so... What? The card game.
Oh, really? Yeah, really? Yeah. Are we over card games?
I guess not.
I guess not. I mean, I've seen a lot of people talking about that, so...
Emma Skies, congratulations. Before we move on to hitting 10K on Instagram, you've now moved up to like business class.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, but I can't be here anymore. I've just outgrown all of you. I'm way too important for this.
So
and
sad.
This will be the last time
you
ever see me. Peace out, losers.
Social media.
it was very exciting. I stagnated for so long, and I finally hit 10,000 followers on Instagram. I'm very excited about it.
Congrats. That's a big deal. I meant to type more when
making
I saw it,
money
too.
Moves.
Making big money moves. Let's
so
go.
The upsides when you hit 10K, not many people know this, but you get a huge, new features now.
Hell yeah. That's literally all I wanted 10K for. Like, the number is nice, but I want the swipe up feature so I can put links in my fucking story.
Yeah.
Oh, word. Okay.
Literally all I wanted.
Big ups to Instagram for making it, a game, because, you just leveled up. You hit the end game now.
Watch, now, next week, they're going to be like, you know what? Now that we've thought about it, we're going to take off the restriction and everybody can do it. And I'm going to be pissed.
Oh.
I'd be so mad.
That happened to us on Twitch, too. As soon as we got partnered, a week later, the affiliate program kicked in. So we're like, oh, cool. I mean, we still had a couple more emotes, but, I think the affiliate program.
There's still, a huge gap between affiliate and partner.
Yeah.
But it's getting smaller. They just introduced some new features for affiliates.
Ad revenue?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I keep laughing about this. I wasn't in a conversation. I was looking at a conversation that people were having on Twitter, and this guy was so, I don't know what they were upset about, but he made some, comment about, I don't know if it's even worth it if I'm only going to be making, $8 off a stream for ad. And I was like, oh, honey, you think you're going to make $8 in ad revenue? Oh, no. You have no idea. Have fun with your 8 cents.
You don't know how the world works yet. The wicked world of Twitch.
Ad revenue is shit.
Yeah. Definitely not the way to go.
What the hell is that?
What you playing? That is the new What You Playing theme song I just introduced right now.
I don't think we can use that.
I'll check it through legal.
I'm pretty sure.
I'll run it through the legal department.
Of all the companies to steal from.
Let me, right. Maybe we need to hear it again. Hold on. I don't think it sounds anything. This is unique. What You Playing? Yeah, no, it sounds nothing like the original.
Pretty sure.
The original didn't have lyrics. It was a sample. I sampled it.
I will say the length is correct. It's a good length for a theme song.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Agree.
I appreciate that.
Need a little jingle always. I keep all the jingles.
We'll let you start since you're, one of the newer. You already kind of said you were playing League of Legends. Have you played any other games in a while?
Well, I was playing Starbound, which is kind of like Minecraft. But not really.
Oh, wait. That's side-scrolling 8-bit one?
Yeah.
Oh, I played that for a minute.
It's really cool. It's really intensive. It's basically in space, like Minecraft in space. But I really like it. It's super cute. Super, you could play for hours. There's so much to do. So I was playing that a little bit.
Do you play alone, or is that like a big multiplayer?
Well, you can play with two people. So,
okay. And you've built bases and all sorts of stuff.
Like your house, and you can go to different worlds and different moons, and it's a whole...
It has an objective, too, right? Isn't there a storyline?
Yeah. So there's a main storyline, but in the meantime, there's side quests, and then there's just free play. So it's pretty cool. I like it. Other than that, I haven't really played a lot because I've been ranking, like I said. After I'm finished with the season, I'll probably play more of other games that I'm hyped for.
So I guess we didn't really get into it last week, but what is the ranking hierarchy in leagues, and where are you at in the spectrum?
Oh, well, okay. So in league, there's different levels. It starts with, this year they changed it. It started at silver or something last year.
Oh, starts in silver?
Yeah, but not this year. So they added iron.
Oh, wow. So they slap to the face. You don't even get like a precious metal.
Yeah. And so like basically a lot of people are trying to get to iron, but it's hard to. And league has a cap. So even if you lose like 40 games or 30 games, they still won't let you get to iron. So a lot of Smurfs are in the lower level. And it's just so hard to rank because of them. I'm not an iron. I'm actually bronze one, almost silver, which is the next level. But it's kind of hard to rank because of Smurfs or either people inting or people just like, I don't care. And they're purposely trying to get to iron. So and it's like, you're not going to get to iron. So stop.
Why do they want to be there so bad?
Just to play around, like to say like, oh, I got an iron. Like, you know, so yeah. But it's like you lose LP and you gain LP. Like, so if you win, you gain. If you lose, you lose LP. But it's kind of hard because, I mean, at the end of the day, like, even if your team was good and that one person smurfed or left, you might not win. So
with Overwatch, it goes, like, it goes bronze, silver, gold, plat, diamond,
Masters.
Masters, then grandmasters, and then top 500. What's, the run-through of
League? So it's iron, bronze, silver, gold, plat, diamond, I think it's masters, grandmasters.
Oh, so they copied each other.
Yeah, it's the
or
same.
Overwatch
and then
copied.
It's challenger. Like the top is challenger, yes.
And how many people do they let in that group? Is it?
I don't know, like the specific.
And that's where the pros hang out, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, okay, you can kind of hang out with pros starting at diamond.
Really?
Yeah, like diamond 2, diamond 1. Like a lot of teams, they'll call, like they'll say, like, if you're diamond 2, diamond 1 and up, then we want you on our team. So, because that's like where it gets tricky and harder to play.
Yeah.
And those people, for the main part, would play with the challenger. So, it's that cap. So basically, irons can play with bronze. Bronze can play with irons and silver.
Just when,
and
like, then, nobody's playing, right? Because the matchmaking does its
no,
best.
No, no. I mean, you can play in ranked.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Because if there's a certain gap, it won't even. Because, like, it won't let a low level just queue up with a high level. Because that would make the game not fun.
So, like, if you were gold and I'm silver, then I can play with you. But if I'm bronze and you're gold, I can't.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's like it goes up from there.
All right. So, yeah. I got to know this stuff because I'm going to start playing it. And I want to see, like, legitimate what I can do. I want to challenge myself.
Yeah.
Kurt, what you been playing, man?
Well, I've been playing some Super Smash Bros.
Super Smash Bros.
Playing Smash Bros.
Yeah.
I've been playing Super Smash Bros, folks. Shout out to Yui.
Banjo main?
Nah, bro. Come on, man.
How do we not put new characters? Put a little cheese on it? I don't know how it goes. Is he? How's Banjo? Is he that bad?
I'm lactose, dog. I don't mess with cheese. Come on, man. I'm a gamer. I play the game.
Get that Gouda.
Nah, no Gouda, no Fetty, no Brie.
Dang.
I'm good.
Okay.
Now I've been playing some Smash Bros. Of course, been getting in on 2K20. Despite its very hectic and documented launch.
What's the update there? Is it, like, stable at least now?
I mean, yeah. It's far more stable than it was. It's kind of been stable, so to speak. I mean, really what happened is that it's at the skill gap level. So for the pros, you know, our Worthing Colts and our Yusuf Scarbs, you know, of the King's Guard, shout out to my boys.
Yeah.
For that level, that's still where there's a little bit of an issue because they changed a little bit of the mechanics so there actually is more of a skill gap and there is less cheese. So on that front, at that level, that's where we're experiencing, you know, kind of some of the glitchiness and they need to work things out. And then outside of that, it's the services. So people lagging out of matches or, you know, ever since they have the dynamic neighborhood now. So, you know, the seasons changed along with it. Well, ever since it's become fall, you know, like lag has been a lot worse. People have like crazy drop frames.
All those leaf mechanics.
Yeah, exactly.
Tying down the server,
straight
man.
Straight up. Everybody's just like, just change your back. Just change your back.
We don't want dynamic weather.
We don't need witches flying across the space if I can't make a damn layup, you know, because I'm lagging out. So, I mean, that's where a lot of it is. But on the flip side, if you go to just the core gameplay where you just, you know, go to play now and you just want to play, you know, the teams that are playing today or, you know, pick the squad that, you know, two NBA teams that you want to play before. This is the best 2K game in my personal opinion as far as that portion of the gameplay. But once you go outside of that and then you go to my team, which got all the surprise mechanics.
Ooh, my favorite.
You know what I mean? That's when, you know, or you go to My Career, where, yeah, you do go to the neighborhood and you could lag out. That's really the areas of where the services lie are really where the real issues are. So I've been playing that. And I feel like there's another game that I've been I was playing Jet Grind Radio on Dreamcast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So wow. You got a deal. Shout them out and let everybody know what you've been doing.
Sponsored by Computer Booter, Gaming Lounge, and Repair Shop out in Carmichael. Known Dave for a lot of years, and he's just one of those people. You meet him, and he's just like a heart with legs and arms and a head. You know what I mean? Amazing. Who knows how to repair electronics.
Yeah.
So it just made sense for us to, you know, do something together. So as of right now, once a month, I'll get a different console from him. So Dreamcast was my favorite console when I was younger. So I got that. I got Power Stone to play. I got the first NBA 2K to play, like the very first one. I got Virtual Fighter 3. So you guys will see me playing. And Shenmue. So you guys will see me playing some of those games.
Getting ready for the new one, right?
I'm not. But if people want to come and watch some old stuff because of it, I will. Oh, and Resident Evil Code Veronica. I'm going to play that on a Halloween. That'll be the Halloween game. Some zombies. So that's what I've been playing.
So tell us what was going on with the Kings this week, too, briefly, because there was some stuff going on with Buddy Hield. What's going on? Are we looking good for next year?
Yeah. I'll fill you out on that real quick. And then the Kings Guard. Well, I guess we can do the Kings Guard news after we talk about some other 2K stuff. But, yeah, Buddy Hield, we finally got him signed up. I was not worried about it at all. It's like everybody forgot that we controlled his contract. If we didn't do a deal this year, next year, no other team could outbid us. It was really just about getting him earlier, cheaper. And, you know, the media likes to play stuff up because, you know, us talking heads got to have something to talk about. Otherwise, we're just drama, heads.
And otherwise, no one cares.
Right. Yeah. So all that was going on. But signed up, Buddy. Bogey didn't sign. That's that. And we playing live right now out in Phoenix, smacking the Suns in the mouth.
Let's go.
Come get some.
Emma Skies, what you been playing?
I just played through Man of Medan, finally, which I was very much looking forward to.
While I Google what this is.
That's the horror game from the same people that did Until Dawn.
Oh, right. And? Left something to be desired.
It left a lot to be desired.
What's wrong
with
that?
It left a lot. I don't know. First of all, it wasn't very scary. It was very predictable. I figured out, like, the twist very early on, so I didn't realize when it tells you that it's supposed to be twisty. I was like, yeah, no, that's the thing that I said, like, 4 hours ago. Mm. You play the whole thing start to finish in, like, 4 hours. I don't know. It was, like, some of the acting in it is super, super awkward, and it's a mix of, like, the acting and just the way it's written. Like, there's some really awkward lines. You're just like,
Nobody talks like that.
Yeah, nobody talks like that. That was a really weird way to do that. I don't know. There wasn't, like, with Until Dawn, there were characters that you hated and characters that you really liked, but there was a good mix of them. And even the ones that you hated, you enjoyed their story, and it was still fun, and it was exciting. Mm-hmm. And not so much for this one. I kind of hated, like, a good half of the characters, which is easy when there's only four characters. Yeah. I don't know. It just wasn't quite what I was expecting it to be. It was interesting, and it's an interesting story. I wouldn't have paid $30 for it. So I'm hoping, because it is the dark anthology Man of Medan, mm-hmm. and the game ends with a trailer for the next story in the anthology. So I'm hoping that because I spent $30 on this game, I just get the rest of the anthology, and they're not going to make me spend another $30 on another game like this.
So you did buy it for $30.
I did.
Oh,
I did.
Do you rate games differently when you have to pay for them?
I pay for most of my games.
But it doesn't
games?
Feel like it with Game Pass, though. Like, for Game Pass, you know, you're paying the monthly thing, but when you drop 30, you're expecting an experience, you
right.
know? And when you just mm-hmm. download it from Games Pass, I feel like there's
a different
standards.
I don't think so, because I was pretty harsh on Blair Witch, and Blair Witch was a Game Pass game that I didn't pay for. I remember I was texting Rachel, actually, because Rachel played it, and she didn't realize that it was Game Pass, so she bought it.
Mm.
And
oh,
she
no.
asked me what I thought about it, and I was like, I don't know, like, I'm just really glad I didn't pay retail for it. And she was like, thanks. Thanks for rubbing it in.
Dang.
I was still pretty harsh on Blair Witch, even though I didn't pay for it, to quote unquote.
So is it just because it's October, you're doing like a spooky week or spooky month? So,
yeah, I got back into Alien Isolation. There's a ton of DLC that I didn't know I didn't have, so that's been fun. And then we're going to do some Layers of Fear 2. I don't know what else I'm going to do.
All right.
But we're in Spooky Games Month. I need to get on that Overwatch Halloween event is what I need to do.
Eh, you don't need to.
There's not a ton. There's not a ton that I really, really want. I want the Junkrat skin, and I want the Orisa skin.
The Orisa skin? Yep, yep.
Just because she doesn't really have anything amazing like that.
No, that's a good one for all year round, yeah. too. She's basically like the Diablo character.
And then Brittany, who was on the show a while ago, pointed out to me, like, you have enough to have, like, a whole hell squad now.
Oh,
between, like, Orisa's new skin, Ash's new skin, Doomfist has one like that, Imp Mercy. Like, there's enough skins in the game. You could have a whole hell squad.
They really do pop off on the Halloween ones.
Yeah.
Because even the Symmetra, like, Dragon Goddess Lady one is probably one of the best skins they've ever made. And then
I'm a fan of Medusio.
Oh, Medusio? Yep, yep. And that's just an epic one, too.
Yeah. I like the hair. The rest of the skin is kind of like meh, but his hair is super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a good one. But it's the thing that they just let us down with again is it's the same Junkenstein's Revenge to a T.
Really? Like
they didn't bother changing not even one thing this time.
Aww.
Last time they at least added, like, they changed the order that the villains would show up and added Symmetra as one. You know, I thought, you know, they made these badass new skins. Maybe Ash and Bob will come out, you know. Nothing like that. It's just the same exact ones. Bummer.
When's BlizzCon? That's like 2 weeks?
That's the first.
Ooh. Oh, so next week.
Yep.
Yeah, next weekend.
Yep, yep.
So that goes.
Anybody want to ask me anything?
Am I allowed to ask you anything?
What are you playing?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked, Lexi. Emma's been here for like 3 years and she's still with
us. I was stuck on BlizzCon.
Oh, no.
You were like,
because I thought you were like, do you want to ask me anything about BlizzCon? Oh, I was you want me to ask but you something about BlizzCon?
I mean, I know nothing, so nothing I say is worth a grain of salt, but I'm just reading what everybody else is. You know, Blizzard doesn't tell the teams anything. You know, we're up to the surprise of the things, but there's been a lot of speculation and rumors that there's going to be an Overwatch 2 announcement.
I've been hearing that.
Like, detailed stuff. Like, it's going to be a minute and a half trailer of this or whatever, and they still say there's going to be a new character for Overwatch. The more I'm hearing people, like, speculate and talk, the more I'm thinking this might just be a PvE thing, and that's
what I want. I want PvE Overwatch.
It will definitely have PvE. Whatever we get, whether they call it Overwatch 2 or rip off Fortnite and call it Overwatch Chapter 2, you know, like whatever they do, it will have PvE. Like, if anything's been confirmed, that's been confirmed because
Blizzard's Talon.
Hopefully, well, I want to see him go do other stuff. Yeah. I'm tired of Omnix. I'm tired of Talon. I'm tired of everything. Give me something brand new. But I hope they don't just leave the PvP side just completely stranded. Don't give us one character. Give us like five characters or something. Give us something cool to make it feel kind of new without having to give us an entirely new thing. But I don't know. We'll see. That's definitely what I'm most excited for next week. It'll have huge impact. And hopefully, if they do it right, you know, they're going through their own little controversies right now, but this could be the thing that brings, you know, that casual fan base back to Overwatch that's been missing for so damn long. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, some cosplayers still, like, care about it, and, you know, I'm sure when you're trick-or-treating, you know, this week, you'll see a lot of Overwatch characters, but nobody's playing the damn game. Everyone loves the game, but nobody plays the game.
I haven't picked it up in months.
Exactly, and you're not, that's not, like, bizarre. It's super common. Anyways,
hold on.
I just want to say what I've been playing, Kurt.
I know you do.
I've been playing a new game. No, I'm just trolling. I'm trolling.
You're trolling?
Yeah, what's
you
up?
Sure?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, well, can I blow your mind real quick?
Please.
Didn't I blow your mind this time?
Wow, you got pipes?
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
I'm not going to answer that question. I can't believe I'm saying this. I installed Destiny. See, I told you I was going to blow your mind.
Damn, son. Why? Where'd you find this?
Who are you?
Where did you do with Curtis?
That's where you need the Price is Right. Bum, bum,
bum, bum. Well, no, because I'm assuming you downloaded it for free.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're not invested like financially yet.
It's taken up space.
Oh shit! That's true. I mean, all I have on my free PS4 that I run from the Kingsguard is NBA 2K.
Yeah, he's
and Arkham City.
He's even less invested because he didn't buy. He won the PS4. Yeah. So damn, man.
I got a terabyte of nothing but.
What are you playing? Are you a Warlock Hunter?
Yeah. Did you build a character yet?
Emma Skies. I said I installed.
Wow, okay.
Dang.
Just install.
He hasn't put 1 minute in that game.
Dang. Well, I put the 10 minutes that it took to download, but that was about it.
Damn, anyway, you must have some good internet.
I was going to say 10 minutes. Damn.
Well, Yeah, I got good internet. I paid for that, man.
I've been running on a brick compared to that.
Oh, man, snap, so. Word.
He's like, I'm a modern man.
Yeah.
Hook up that laptop.
He's a man of technology.
Hey, well, that's the other thing. Everything is Ethernet in my house.
So what inspired this?
You know what? Shout out to my boy, Ashon Comics. That's my dude. We got a whole Thinking Critical crew, and he was talking about how he was just... okay, so... I do the thing where I'll go into a Discord and I'll go into the voice like chat and I'll just wait there.
Wait, what kind of fucking psychopath are you?
Wait, Emma, you didn't see Joker? What do you think it was based on? Wow. So yeah, nah, I do that, right?
What a fucking sociopath over here.
People talk on Discord?
Well, you'd be surprised.
When I'm there, they talk.
Exactly. So I go on my boy Ash's Discord, and he's in there. And I'm just like, is this a mistake? So you know me, like I ain't shy.
Yeah.
I'm up in there like, am I messing up someone's conversation right now? And no one said anything. I'm like, check, you know, is this thing on? And then finally he's like, oh, no, I'm here. I just come in here and I wait sometimes to see if anybody wants to talk. And I'm like, finally, another psychopath like me. What's up, Ash? What
and you now playing? I need to do this on my own Discord.
Oh, please.
Server.
You don't know the pleasures of waiting like a stalker. Like a lonely
what's
person
happening?
To just talk to you in your own Discord. So you know, so that happened, and now I have Destiny, and I blew you guys' mind. Okay, it all worked out. All right, and I haven't even seen the Joker movie, but let's just say it all worked out.
Wow,
I'm excited. You know, I've downloaded that game 2 or 3 times, never played it.
Why haven't you?
I don't know. I
just want to know the mindset. I haven't played it. I don't have it. So I want to know, like, what's your reasoning?
It's free, you know? So then I see it. And this is back when it was on Battle.net. Now it's not after they split with Activision. So I would see it there. I'd be like, oh, it's free. And just click a button. Boop, click it. I got space. And then I'd get other games and be like, I guess I can uninstall Destiny because that's like 600 gigabytes. So I'd get rid of it. And then, you know, later on, I'd be like, I got the space. I'd download it again. But I don't know. Just not enough people that I knew were into it. Yeah. And that game burnt me. You know, Destiny 1 burnt me super bad.
I have 3 copies of that game that I didn't want.
They couldn't give it away. They were having a hard time giving that game away.
They would not let me say no. Like, when I went to buy Spider-Man, they gave me Destiny, and I was like, I don't want this. They're like, it comes with Spider-Man. I was like, no, but I don't want it. And they're like,
so you know what that? Take it. You know what this reminds me of? Rage. Like, the first one, I used to work at GameStop back in the day.
Ooh.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So that reminded me when Rage first came out, we had, like, tons of copies. Nobody wanted to buy it, and now Rage 2 came out and it is the hype. Yeah. So I'm like, it sounds like that. Maybe they need to rework it.
Marketing. They had a hell of a show.
They had a great
at E3.
Yeah, and they needed to because everybody was like, it's just another Rage. Yeah.
They capitalized on like the bright, colorful characters.
I just want it because
it reminded me more of Borderlands.
Yeah.
Vibes, like Borderlands. And I like Borderlands. So
and that was before Borderlands was announced, so exactly. We were like, we never know if it's going to come back.
Yeah,
100%. I remember that. Anyone want to ask me something again? Because it's been a while.
What you playing?
I don't know why I played
why
that.
Why did
one.
You just...
Sorry.
Okay, you know what?
I don't know.
That's why. Someone take his toys away.
Someone's got to take this thing away from me. So I've been playing Apex Legends. I'm back in the game, guys.
Okay.
So fun.
Is it?
Yeah, I feel like an idiot for not playing this game more.
Are you challenging?
You should join our tournament.
What tournament?
We're going to have a tournament at Fire Up.
I'm nowhere near that good. I'll go. Like,
you're
just
only as good as you say you are.
Yeah, you don't know. So the way they run Apex tournaments is cool, too.
What do they do?
It's 3v3.
And this is Fire Up Lounge.
Fire Up Esports Lounge
in
Roseville.
We're just showing love to all the game nerd centers around here.
We're not signed. Tournament, it's 3v3, but instead it's like you come with your team of three and another team has their team of three and you swap one player from each team. So it's two players from your team and the other player on your team is somebody from the other team.
Dang. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And like you can't grief that person. You can't sabotage them. You can't. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Oh, I like it.
But so how you liking season 3? Do you have a crypto?
Well, I had enough money or in-game currency from the when I played last. I was a sucker for all the DLC, you know, expansion things. So I had tons of that stuff laying around. So I just bought the new character. I the first time I played, first day, I didn't have any friends online. So I was just really, and I didn't look up videos or anything. So I had no idea how to use these new characters or anything. It's a brand new map. I don't know where to land and stuff. And on that game, a lot of people just use Discord because the audio codec is so awful.
Yeah.
Like, it sounds like you're talking on a phone in the 90s. Like, it's really bad. Staticky, like, it's bad. So everybody uses Discord, so I can't talk to nobody. They're probably wondering what the hell I'm doing because I'm just misusing every single ultimate. Took me a long ass time to get a kill, though, because Overwatch, I've played so much of it. It's my comfort zone. When I want to play a game and I know I want to do very well, I'll play Overwatch, and I like the little confidence boost because I need it. And then I move over to Apex, and it's a whole different animal. Yeah. Like, it's a first-person shooter, but you know, you got a lot of bullet stray going on. Like, you got, like, squirrely, quick-moving characters, you know, and I'm not a super great marksman. So the next day, I played with a buddy of mine, and then that's when it started getting fun again. I had someone to explain, hold my hand, carry me through a couple team fights till I got a couple wins. Because in that game, in a duel, like, if you lose, like, oh, shit, I got to wait another 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes to play again.
Yeah.
So you got to lose enough duels to get your feet wet to get back in there and start winning some. And then once you start winning them, you're back on track. One thing I want to talk about, though, is their the new game mode, Shadowfall, which is around for just another week.
What is it?
It's badass is what it is. So instead of, you know, 100 people dropping or whatever they're at, it's like 30. And you're solo, and it's on the old map. So it's on that smaller map.
Yeah.
You drop down
is
in.
Is the new map bigger?
Yeah. It's about 50% bigger.
Damn.
So you drop into the old map, and it's every man for himself until it gets to 10. And then everybody's working together.
Hmm. Wait, what? Everybody works together against what?
Because it's kind of complicated, so I'm told it that way. So what happens is if you die, you turn into like a zombie or a wraith. And you could run really fast, and you could only use melee attacks, and you could keep spawning and spawning and spawning. You have like 20 health, though, so you got to be really sneaky.
Yeah.
And then you're trying to kill people. And then when it gets to 10, basically a dropship comes, and it's up to the survivors to escape.
Oh, interesting. I'll have to play that before it goes away.
Yeah, no, it's really good. It's got that little bit of tenseness to it because it's dark. You know, it's dark time, you know, so if you're afraid of the dark like me, it's a little scary. There's a lot of howling, and those monsters are coming up, being making weird noises and stuff.
That was perfect. You should be a voice actor.
I've been working on it. I practiced all day for that. But no, super fun. I'm really glad to be roped back into this game. I recommend it to anybody who's been kind of sleeping on it, which I think a lot of people are. Like, when it came out, it got a nice surge of people who played it pretty consistently. But I'd say, like, you know, the casuals who were into it like me, kind of, I don't know, you got other games. But take a break from your other game, get into this one again, and at least play it for the holiday event because it's super fun. That's it. It's time to talk about the news. We got a lot of news. We're going to start with some of the happy stuff. The Outer Worlds comes out this Friday.
You are not allowed to talk about this. What have we told you?
Hold on. I'm allowed to talk about it. I'm not allowed to be excited about it.
I have to be the hype man.
I think it's going to be a perfectly average game. Maybe even disappointing.
From the producers who brought you Fallout New Vegas brings you Fallout 5.
So, I love that when I put that in there because that was like right after Fallout 76 went to shit, and they were like, "Hey, remember the Fallout games you actually liked? We're bringing it back.
That was us. No, I mean, this is the game I've been so hype on since the beginning, and you guys know why. But when you take into consideration my favorite games through my lifetime, Knights of the Old Republic is one of my favorite games of all time.
You couldn't make it one more day. You couldn't make it one more day.
I still think the game's going to be average. I'm not excited about it.
Do you want me to say what reviews and critics are saying or no?
I would like to hear, What are people saying?
So apparently, I don't know if it was IGN.
No, like story things, but like overall. Yeah.
I think like it's ranging from like 8.9 to 9.5-ish right now. So yeah, really high reviews from all around the board. So pretty exciting. I know you don't want to be hype right now.
I'm not allowed to be hype.
I have it
pre-installed, so it's ready to go. I'm going to stream it like 9 p.m. on the dot. Yes. We're getting into our character creator. We doing it.
So, I mean, this is the first game that's kind of making it be like you can be a villain and not make you feel bad about
it.
Yeah. So whereas other games, they're like, oh, you can be a villain, but we'll criticize, like the town will criticize you or say something. Where this one, like, they openly like brought it to your attention, like even in the trailer.
You do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You don't care.
Like, in the trailer, you shoot that guy in the face, and she's like, you didn't have to do that.
Exactly. So
that's the kind of like, that's what I want more out of this game than anything. Like, if they could really bring together amazing like story missions that put you in those predicaments where the decision is actually hard to make, because I really try and RP Obsidian games just because they do such a good job of it normally. Like, if you, there are pros and cons to doing good and bad things. It wasn't Obsidian, but like one of my favorite missions of all time was in, I think, Skyrim, where you can like, you know, listen to the demon sword or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And like me, I'm like, I want a badass weapon right now, but I don't want to murder this guy for it. And you have to make that decision. Of course I wanted the talking sword, so I murdered the guy. And I was playing good that whole time. And it still haunts me that, you know, I made that decision.
The most disappointment was the end of Mass Effect.
Which one?
Top 10 most, like, anime betrayals. Top 10 most video game betrayals.
The first Mass Effect?
No, the last one.
Andromeda?
No. It was the first one, I think, with the three endings.
I've never played Mass Effect.
Oh.
I like that I'm asking this, like, I know exactly. I'm like, which one? I'm like, and I'm like, I have no fucking clue. I've seen
whichever
I've
one
seen
that had the three endings.
It
was so disappointing because it was like,
Well, those are BioWare.
Yeah,
also.
But I'm just
okay. Let's not sully the good name of Obsidian, because I love Obsidian.
That was
to
not
death.
Them.
Yeah, let's put that disclaimer out there. Obsidian, this is kind of cool for them because Obsidian really is amazing at taking existing IPs and paying homage and like growing them, like they did with KOTOR. They didn't make KOTOR 1, but they did 2, and then they didn't make Fallout 3, but they did New Vegas. And then they've done like South Park games justice. You know, they've done tons of great things. This is like completely original. And it feels like a good like mix of all the things they've learned and put together from the past, the space aspect of it, exploration from Knights of the Old Republic, the first person shooting, character dialogue tree stuff that they got from New Vegas, all put together in this beast. And if you are playing on console, it comes out Friday. 9 p.m. tomorrow. Thursday.
Tomorrow.
Today.
Ready.
9 p.m. West Coast time. So 9 p.m. West Coast, midnight Eastern. If you're on PC, you can get it at 4 p.m. West Coast.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be having right there. It's a Game Pass game, too, which makes this whole thing even sweeter.
Yes.
So,
which I assume means it's a Game Pass Ultimate game.
I think so. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
100%. So that's definitely a game, if you were unaware or you know you're thinking, man, there's nothing out right now, this game is going to be really fun. And like the way it really I'm looking at it is this is what's going to hold me over till Cyberpunk.
Yeah.
Because Cyberpunk is when it's on. That's when it's going to be.
I can't
yeah.
wait. I cannot wait for Cyberpunk. Keanu Reeves. A friend of mine, actually my friend that I went to Comic-Con with, is super into like, she does like D&D tabletop style roleplay kind of things. And one of the campaigns she's in is like a Cyberpunk type of world, and she was telling me about it, and so I was like, oh, you must be super excited for the game then. She goes, what game? I said, Cyberpunk. She says, there's a game about Cyberpunk. What?
No.
And so I got to introduce her to it, and she lost her mind.
Yeah. Wow. It's like Christmas morning.
It
yeah.
really, she was like, thank you so much for showing me this. I was like, you are a lucky bastard, because we've been waiting years for this, and you only have to wait like 6 months.
That's a beautiful thing, though. Can you imagine? There's probably a lot of people out there who did the same thing when Avengers Endgame came out. You know, they don't know about it. They don't pay attention to us. They don't care about the actors who fall in and fall out. But they go, you know, walk casually past the movie theater and go, oh, shit, that Avengers movie's out. Let's go see it.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing, man. Ignorance is truly bliss. Kurt shaking his head over there.
Well,
I just want to call out Lost Sheep in chat for apparently not understanding how time zones work. Seems to think that the West Coast will get it late and the East Coast gets it early. My friend, you have it backwards. It will be earlier for us than it is for you. That's how time zones work.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to call that out live. Anyway, go ahead.
The other game coming out this Friday is Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Does anybody...
Okay. Oh, don't even. This game's going to smash every other game as far as sales go.
So I will say there hasn't been like a great like Call of Duty in a minute. In like you know? 10 years.
Truly so, great. Yeah. I agree.
I think like this will either make or break them, like kind of thing. You know, like, okay, is this going to be truly hype or not?
This is a stupid. I can't get over the fucking title. You're telling me there's a game called Warfare. Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, and it's different than Call of Duty Modern Warfare?
There's
what
no
the fuck
four.
Is wrong with people?
You removed the four.
That is the laziest, dumbest bullshit I've ever heard in my life. That is just, you know, they don't give a fuck. They don't care. They don't care about these games because they know you're going to buy it regardless of what they do. So they're like, we can give them whatever the fuck we want. We don't have to put a campaign in it because they don't care. We don't have to put much time in it.
As long as it's first person shooter.
As long as it says Call of Duty on it. And, oh, they all liked Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. So we'll just take the 4 out and call it the same thing. And they're all fucking stupid in the Bible.
I mean,
anyway.
Do you think
no,
this will have...
No, that's so wrong.
Do you think this will have traction as far as, like, actually in esports? Like, how they used to?
It has to.
I mean, it absolutely.
It
kind of fell off.
It doesn't have a choice. Which one fell off?
I mean,
just Call of Duty as a whole.
Call of Duty as a whole. I feel like because the last one that I remember in like competition was like Black Ops 3, hardcore.
Let me tell you guys a story right now of the Call of Duty League. You know, we've been kind of loosely covering it lately. This thing is absolutely monstrous. I got to see firsthand like the birth of the Overwatch League. And it was impressive. Don't get me wrong. Like the announcement of the teams, the fanfare reaction, you know, the amount of personalities that got brought into it. There are legitimate like celebrities level status, like PewDiePie, you know, Nadeshot, like these guys level people are all obsessed and into the Call of Duty scene. The Call of Duty scene is massive. The Green Wall fans. And like even today, our Call of Duty, CEO Hector, he released a hoodie that no design was even released, and it's the founders pack for the Chicago team, and it's $80, and we sold hand over fist these things sight unseen. There's no way we could have done
hideous.
That you would just
to
mean.
Fuck with them, like I hope it's hideous.
But this is crazy. Like that's that they wield these massive audiences. Like the players in Overwatch League, the most popular, you know, less than 100,000 followers probably, you know, big streams, but not massive. These guys have millions of followers built over a decade's worth of this video game. And it's a side that I wasn't really even exposed to through this show and in my time in esports, because most of it was through PC and this is kind of console and we never had a Call of Duty team. But then it's like a brick in the face. Like, damn, how did we miss out on this? Or how was I letting all this stuff slip off the radar? So there's no doubt that this one will. I mean, it's got millions and millions of dollars behind this esport. Like, it's not going to be.
I mean, I'm sure it'll be big. It just won't be good.
You don't know that. You're just
Call of Duty
speculating.
Has not been good in like 10 years. And
I agree
don't
with
care
you.
Anymore.
I just feel like either this will make or break it.
Yeah.
So like, I need to see. Like,
I think you're right about that. You know? And I think this one will last longer than a year for sure. Yeah. You know how they've been? You know they spit them out every year.
What was the last
year?
One that came out?
It's been a minute.
The one that you spent hella money on.
Shut up.
But no, like, I legitimately can't remember what it was. Was it Black Ops 3? Was that the last one?
You know, I spent $100 on it, and I couldn't even tell you the name of it.
Dang.
I spent $100, and wow. Here's the deal. Okay, maybe I got a little excited. I got
a little bit.
I got lost in the sauce, as they say in the mm-hmm. FGC. Mm-hmm. This time I'm in the sauce, but I'm not lost in it. I did pre-purchase and pre-install Call of Duty, the new one. But I bought just the standard $59.99 version this time. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited. I am. I'm probably going to play Outer Worlds first, like if I have to choose. But no, this
Call
of Duty.
That's what I'm worried
good.
About is that Call of Duty is going to dwarf Outer Worlds, and that's going to be a bummer.
You know, I don't.
Because I can tell you Outer Worlds, just from the trailers, will be an objectively better game.
I don't think so. You think so?
Yeah.
Like, as far as overcome.
Yeah,
Outer Worlds?
I think.
I don't think so.
I think
more people are hype about Outer Worlds.
I think it's two different markets.
Yeah,
it is.
Two different.
Call of Duty has a massive like cultural push behind it. For
I feel like if it was like
for better
Call
or for
of Duty
worse.
And the new, like if they did it at the same time as the Fortnite, then like one of those situations.
Mm-hmm. Or Cyberpunk, let's say. Yeah. Like if Cyberpunk and Outer Worlds came out.
Yeah, that would be one of the situations
I think one way they're safe, though, is because everybody knows when Call of Duty is going to come out. Like it's not been a secret and they can always push or pull it forward or whatever. But I'm thinking that whatever deal they have being like the Microsoft exclusive or being on the Games Pass might mitigate, you know, sales.
Game Pass, I think, is going to be good for them.
Yeah, because I'm sure they got, you know, paid quite handsomely.
I need to know what Game Pass is.
Game Pass is so basically on Xbox, you can pay $60 a year to have Game Pass, mm-hmm. and it gets you a shit ton of games.
I do know what that is. So yeah. That's what you guys have.
Yeah, and there's certain games that are Microsoft first-party games that are Game Pass day one.
Gotcha.
And that's Outer Worlds. So you don't have to buy the game if you have Game Pass because it's part of that. So if you pay that $60 a year.
Wow.
That's an easy cop, too, because.
It's so worth it. You know, it's outrageous.
So could you buy it, like, today and get Outer Worlds?
Yeah. Yeah, you get the Game Pass today, and you'd have Outer Worlds tomorrow. And then you get Halo when it comes out and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. That's what made it worth it for me. Like, I just knew I was going to be basic for the amount I paid because I bought it, like, on a Black Friday deal or something like that. And it was the same cost that I would have got Gears of War for anyways, and I knew I was going to buy that. So
I did the thing where, like, I stocked up on 3 years of Xbox Live, and then for an extra dollar, you could convert that to Game Pass Ultimate. So you save, like, $400 on 3 years of Game Pass Ultimate.
That's awesome.
So let's talk about something near and dear to Curtis's heart, man. And it's been tough. It's been a struggle to be a 2K fan lately because, you know, they kind of had some shortcomings in the NBA, and then they've just turned their wrestling franchise into the world's favorite meme right now.
I feel like wrestling has always been a meme.
Hey, watch it now.
Wrestling is the living meme. I mean, if we had no wrestling, we would have no memes.
Do you hear what The Rock is cooking?
You hear what he's cooking?
Smell what The Rock is cooking?
Is it smell?
I mean, technically, there are some sounds related to cooking. So I've heard what
abort
The Rock
mission,
is cooking.
Abort mission, ignore.
I do smell what The Rock is cooking. And unfortunately, what 2K WWE is cooking is not very tasty.
It's bugs and glitches and all sorts of terrible stuff.
Yeah, bugs and glitches and bad voice over work. Oh my. Yeah, it's pretty bad. I mean, we've got everything from not only terribly delivered dialogue, terribly written dialogue, along with almost like the old kung fu movies where the mouth is moving and it doesn't match the words that you're saying right now. We've got that stuff going on. Kind of some similar things, like ridiculous crazy lag, a lot of frame rate issues, which I thought was just weird, because literally Tap2K, who's been on Video Game Bang before, he's doing a series because he's so damn tired of NBA 2K and all the problems. He went back and is doing WWF and WWE like series on like the older games.
Oh, see, that's where it was at right there. Those old wrestling games is what I'm talking about. Little No Mercy, you know, WrestleMania 2000, and even those WCW ones that were coming out, like, that's where it was legit.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, I'm like Royal Rumble on SNES, I mean? And definitely, like my boy Stacha Billy said, you know, WCW versus NWO on
N64. There we go, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Pick the dude up by the leg, spin him around, you know what I'm saying? Throw him, you fall out, all that stuff.
What was great about those games is they were simple. And they were like, they took wrestling for what it was. Like, you were hitting people with chairs and just, goofy stuff. Now, I tried to play one a couple years ago, and in this new modern era of wrestling where it's like self-aware, the game was about like being a fake wrestler. Like, it wasn't about just beating a dude up. It was about like pretending to beat a guy up. You know, like, and you get, you have to watch your Twitter followers and things like that. Like, it was awful.
Yeah, I just want to fly off the top rope and hit a dude with a chair.
Exactly.
Throw somebody through a table.
A little five-star frog splash.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? TLC, that. Table, ladders, and chairs. I'm a simple man. I enjoy the simple things in life.
Yeah. I'm watching a compilation of WWE glitches.
They're awful. They got, really like, bad. Ronda Rousey in them, too. And, like, then, like, they'll be doing a move. They'll, like, slam a ghost. And then someone, like, 10 feet will just hit the ground. And then they'll all start just, like... warping in and out of the top ropes and stuff like that. Like, it's nuts.
It's really bad.
I'm watching people teleport.
Yeah. Like, how do you let that get out?
That referee is inside that man.
And not in the way that man would want. Yeah. Without that man's consent. Yeah, so it's really, really bad right now. If you pull up a video like one of the ones that Emma is watching right now, it kind of all speaks for itself. But yeah, it's a big deal, and this just kind of continues to go, you know, in the big thick, you know, envelope in the drawer of 2K. You know, they continue to push for money and release products that aren't ready to go yet, and you know, being that they're on that yearly cycle, you know, they're obviously not focusing on making the best product available. And I only want to put so much of it on the developers, because I try to assume positive intent. In my mind, most developers, they want to make the best game possible. Their name is on that game. Should they wish to elevate in the company or move on to anywhere else, you know, that's going to travel with them where they go. So I'm trying to assume positive intent on them, but I really do feel like so much of it falls onto the corporate aspect of 2K. They want to invest as little as possible, get as much as they can out of it, throw in as many crazy microtransactions as possible, and they'll have the game tight and fixed right before the next one comes out. That's just kind of their MO, man.
Yeah. I wish it could just find another model, or, you know, I guess, you know, they end up doing it based off of the results of what works. And it's like that vote with your dollars thing. Like, just stop buying the games. Make them get more clever with how they market these things. I would love to see these type of games do what Call of Duty Modern Warfare is going to do, where it'll just continue, or even Fortnite, you know, kind of wrote the script. You know, the game will constantly update and change, and you know, you don't have to go necessarily like they did free to play. And then with
the hard part there is the development cycle, because your developers are just constantly mm-hmm. on crunch. That's true. Because that's the big problem with Fortnite is so often putting out new content that their developers don't get a break.
I think obviously you don't have like NBA 2K doesn't need to do as aggressive. Like, they don't need the, you know, court to go into a black hole for 3 days and, you know, do all these crazy stunts.
The black hole was great. Developers are like, thank God.
But give the dev cycle.
I get to rest for 2 seconds.
Give the dev cycle 2 or 3 years. You know, like Kurt was saying, put it out, you know, it'll be a little crappy, and then tune it, and then it makes people enjoy it.
Games. Because, like, at this point, like, you're just reskinning the same game.
Especially with these sports games.
Yeah.
Like, they're not growing by leaps and bounds
anymore.
You
think the next iteration of NBA is going to have, like, a little mini game where you throw out protesters with free Hong
Kong? Ooh!
If they want it to be realistic, I'm just saying.
Yeah. I mean, it's getting to that point.
You got
to,
like, find him in the stands. You got to find that kid that, like, thinks he's on the Jumbotron with the shirt, but then, he moves it and he's got a free Hong Kong shirt. Yeah. I love that.
Throw him out. No freedom of speech.
Go that kid.
Real talk, though, over everything, Emma Skies, I'm really trying to get you on some hoop now that the WNBA is in there. You gotta run one game, Emma. Just treat it like it's any other video game. Act like basketball does not exist IRL, and use your fantastic gamer mind to just go in there, learn the game, and exploit. That's all I want. I'll even want to squad up with you. Come on, Emma. Come on.
You gotta play the old early 2000s Monarchs characters, though.
Oh, yeah, that's OG. Oh, yeah, and not to mention that Ruthie Bolton. Oh, gosh, I love Ruthie Bolton. Oh, man, she all the time. Still see her when I pick up my kids, and it's a pleasure every time. Anyway.
Going on to this, finishing up here with the 2K, like, I love reading IGN reviews, because usually they tend to over-inflate things, you know, and it's still kind of funny. It makes you feel like Batman, and those types of things are always in there. It's fun to read. But this one they gave WWE 2K20. A 4.3 just says bad. WWE 2K20 is a buggy mess, but its gameplay is also noticeably worse than previous years.
Jeez.
Sorry for them wrestling fans. Just wait for AEW to do it better. That just seems to be what's happening in the wrestling world. Let's go to a little bit of we got more 2K news here, though, before we move on. What do you got here for us on the Kingsguard?
Oh, man. Trades in the NBA 2K League. There has been some trades, especially here in Sacramento. It's interesting because they just did the the lottery draft for the NBA 2K League. So obviously the lottery draft is, you know, it's a lottery. So, you know, the digital ping pong balls go in, the digital numbers come out.
Do they have like a presentation and everything?
Oh, yeah, dude. I mean, yeah.
Is EE part of it?
Yeah, he was there. My boy. Yeah, right. Come on, man.
Nah, I'll watch it then.
He's phenomenal. Why wouldn't he be?
The phenomenal one.
Yeah. So he was up in there. He was in the chat and he was on location. And, you know, so everybody gets their places where they pick, and then you start to see the trades happening, just like in the real NBA. Such and such just traded so-and-so for so-and-so. It's right there. They're running it down. They got the GMs for the teams all there. But what was most interesting is, it's crazy. I feel like I'm like the Woj of the NBA 2K League now, because I had some inside sources.
Oh, did you? So did you know what was going to happen before it happened, or do you know stuff that's going to happen?
I had it on good authority. Uh-huh. I can't reveal any of my sources, Corey.
Please, that's of course.
I have to protect my sources.
I would never expect you to give up sources.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to tell you that you told me these things because you're an inside man. I'm not going to tell you that.
Oh, man, you can't just out me like that, man.
Expose my sources. What can I say? But no, I had heard, you know, obviously that there were some things going on within our organization and that there were some people that weren't happy. And oddly enough, as soon as this draft happens, it was almost like the DeMarcus Cousins trade.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So it happened like, wow, out of nowhere.
Dude.
Didn't tell the dude.
And was just gone.
Who was it?
It was BP, our star point guard. The guy who comes in the first year and he's up for Rookie of the Year and MVP.
What?
He matches the scoring record in one game. And
who's in that front office, Kurt?
Well, you know, I will be soon because, like I said, though, it was DeMarcus Cousins trade. So what that meant is we got rid of our best player, but it's actually going to make us better. Because our best player was someone who didn't want to be here anymore. Didn't like to pass the ball.
Oh, okay.
And we had no ball movement. I was going to say something I shouldn't say. Let's just say.
You're too nice.
Well, you know, you also
go in on him.
Nah, you can't. Well, it's not that I won't go in on BP, cuz I mean BP, they call him the dribble god for a reason. The way he's like the Kyrie Irving of the NBA 2K League.
Okay.
What he does with the ball and makes people fall and just is ridiculous. But when that turns into it's fine to, you know, put on a show and everything, but it's like DeMarcus Cousins, when what you do is exciting to watch but doesn't lead to wins, well, what are you really worth to the team? And then you pair that with him not wanting to be there anymore. I mean, now you got toxicity, right? So we already had let go of Worthing Colt, my favorite player, and my homie, my big homie, was a team captain. The jersey that I wear, he's already gone. The homie Zachy, who was our lockdown defender, he's gone. And shout out to Zachy. He made me some dope layouts for my Twitch channel.
Oh, did he?
Oh, dude. We'll go there later. So with them gone, and then we also lost Roman, our sixth man. We had three spots open. But the trade worked out for us so beautifully. So we traded BP to Atlanta, a place that he's from Puerto Rico, so that's a little closer to home anyway, and I know he was really homesick. So he gets traded there, and then we get back some early draft picks and a guy called That Boy Shots, who is a very well-respected player in the league, like very good locker room guy. Not only that, he's from Central California. So he's kind of like a local guy. So we trade him that. And then now, so we need a point guard. We have the number, if I remember correctly, the number 3 pick, the number 17 pick, and then a little bit later of a pick. So we can address, we just need a center and a point guard. And that's it.
How does the draft work? So is this just people who are not currently in the league, or do they have to work through some, like what's free agency look like? Let's say I'm really good, but I'm not in the draft or whatever. Can I get signed to the Kings Garden?
Yeah. I mean, you can. But so what's
the point of the draft? Is what I'm saying.
So think of the draft like new talent, right? Like that's why we draft people, right? It's in most cases it would be college. So these guys perform well in college. They declare themselves for the draft. You pick who you want based off of your position and how well, you know, you believe that they can help your team based off of how well they did before. Well, this time it's a little different because obviously there is no college.
Yeah, exactly.
But what they do is they do qualifiers. So everybody who's been logging into NBA 2K has seen that message, hey, you want to be an NBA 2K player? Go run your pro-am games, play in your qualifiers. So that's how that works out. And then, you know, kind of similar how Zachy got on a team, really all of them. You go through your qualifiers, and based on how you do, then, you know, people, we pull a draft, and then you get picked by who you get picked by.
Okay.
What's interesting, though, is I'm starting to see some parallels that other people aren't drawing yet between the actual NBA and this NBA, because these guys are signing contracts, but they don't have no agents.
Yeah, no, 100%. It's a thing in esports. Like, in general, there's a few, like, really good lawyers and agents out there who specialize in esports, but largely, a lot of these kids just get handed contracts, like Tfue, for example.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. So I think that's pretty interesting, but all in all, just know we lost our best player, but it is going to make us better. We still have Ball-like Seam, who was way underutilized last year, and I'm going to go on record to say it's because BP didn't like to pass the ball, or he would pass the ball when we got 4 seconds left, because he didn't want... I'll go ahead and say it. He didn't want his shooting percentage to go down. So he'll pass it to Ball-like Seam, and now Ball-like Seam got to chuck up a shot.
Yeah.
So, you know, with that, we still got Yusuf, who was first-team all-defense and number one in three-point percentage in the whole entire league last year. We got that boy shots, and now – and we still got our coach, who got us really far. So now it's just a matter of getting a six-man, getting a center, getting a point guard, and then just – you know, rolling the ball out there and letting us play. So the drafts for to fill the roster spots don't happen until March, I believe. So between now and then, it's just all about everybody grinding the game, everybody who is officially on the squad getting together and starting to learn your teammates.
Yeah, yeah.
And then from there,
let's go. All right, and let's get into some. This is depressing news, I guess.
I'm staying out of this one.
All right. So NBC. Last week we talked about, you know, an esports television show based off of Rick Fox. You know, looks like NBC also wants in the game, and from the brilliant minds behind The Big Bang Theory, we're going to be getting. It looks like.
No, don't ever say that. Don't ever say that.
It's called The Squad, and it's being developed by the executives behind Big Bang Theory. So the world of esports has obviously been exploding, and there's tons of money in it. You know, it's the buzzword, so to speak, right now. So
just think about what Big Bang Theory did to Comic-Con and how that's about to happen to esports. Mm.
I don't know, because I think I want to say this might be a hot take, but esports scene, the esports people who are in it are a lot more vicious and do not take as much shit as the Comic-Con people do.
We'll see.
Big Bang Theory was around for a long time, and my issue with Big Bang Theory is the fact that it makes fun of nerds rather than like.
And you think this won't?
No, I know it will. That's what I'm saying. Like, the esports crowd will not get behind this.
Are you saying that because of the show that esports might fall off because of that?
No, I'm saying that the fans are going to rebel. Like, just like accept this as a thing.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm on your
If you, if I go on Twitter, if I watch episode one and I'm like, hey, this is not so bad.
But they don't
My credibility is gone. I'll probably lose my job.
It's not like... It's like Big Bang Theory. Like, Big Bang Theory pissed off a lot of people that are into comics and into that stuff. True. But it didn't fucking matter because that's not who they wanted. They wanted the general audience. They don't give a fuck if esports fans like this show. They want the general audience to like this show. And if the general audience wants to laugh at esports, like they wanted to laugh at Comic-Con, then that's what they're going to do, and that's what's going to make it successful.
Yeah.
They don't give a shit if people that love esports like this show. They're going to say they do, and they'd be like, this is for esports and by esports. But it's not. It's for the general population.
Well, I think the difference is that the Comic-Con crowd lets this show off the hook too much. Like, they just grit and bear it. And where this esports scene and these wild monster Fortnite kids are going to actively just shit on this thing. It's going to become a meme and last one season. Mm. Like, I think they didn't rebel. And
Big Bang Theory got a lot of hate from the people that were supposed to.
Yeah, but
like
from different people, like from people who are going to write a blog about it. Like, no one cares about the bloggers and things like that.
I don't think this is any different.
Yeah. I think we're forgetting who it was that actually did like Big Bang Theory, and it was the casual fans.
Yeah,
it wasn't hardcore nerds.
Yeah, because it's not made for
right. Exactly.
For us.
Yeah,
and 100%. It was never for us.
No, I get that.
Well, I will give them that in early seasons, it was a little more for us. But I think
and then they realized along the way, the real money is not in the nerds. The real money is in everybody else. And everybody else wants to laugh at the nerds.
I'm
and that's what's funny.
I'm going to shut my mouth. Emma Sky said it all for
me. Like, they eventually, I feel like, that was my thing with Big Bang Theory. I feel like it started with good intentions.
Yeah.
And then they realized where the money was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they didn't crawl. They didn't walk. They didn't run. They dove. Straight into, like Scrooge McDuck, they dove into the money, and they were like,
a pile of money and Emmys.
And they said Emma Skye's famous line, what's up, nerds? Later, nerds. Like, they was like, peace, we don't need y'all no more. But you know what I mean?
This, I get that, and this is the difference, though. Like, everybody who goes to Comic-Con, probably you get it worse if you cosplay. When a relative, that crazy aunt or your grandma or something who watches Big Bang Theory, will be like, oh, that's that thing Emma's into. And then when you see him at Christmas, yeah, they go, Emma, do you like the Big Bang? You got to watch this show, The Big Bang. And you just roll your eyes and you're like,
that's why you just don't see your family at Christmas. Okay. That's like two people I see at Christmas.
That's like a passive way. Because it happened to me too. My grandma loved it. Even Jake, who was our social media guy, he liked it. And I tried to tell him, like him, I was like, dude, stop watching that, bro. Like, what are you doing? You're ruining us.
But is he really, though? Like, is he really ruining us?
He is. Oh, he's propagating it.
See, this is when I give Corey his time. Go ahead, Corey. Tell us how you really feel.
He's propagating. No, but then with this, like, I have a feeling if Grandma goes up to Timmy, who loves Fortnite, and is like, oh, Timmy, did you watch The Squad? He's going to be like, Grandma, that show's bullshit. I ain't watching that. That's stupid. I didn't even know what it's like. Like, and then this meme culture alone, how aggressive it is in this. Anything they post to Twitter, it's going to get bombed with comments on how bullshit and fake and dumb it is. Like, it's just, it's not going to see two seasons. Promise you.
I mean, maybe.
I hope not.
I mean, maybe it won't. I mean,
I hope it doesn't either. I'll be the one. I'll be on the front lines.
Yeah, but I won't be surprised when it goes the Big Bang Theory route.
Yeah, see, and that's
if they manage to make it.
That's my thing. Because I mean, I'm not so beholden to it. Because I see these things for what they are. Like, more than anything, I mean, we can get passionate about it because we identify. We are doing the actual things that these shows are about. But these shows aren't like. To the point, it's not really for us. If like we don't need a show about who we are.
Yeah,
we don't need a show about who we are.
We don't need it, but it's nice to have.
Like, well, which is what they did starring on Ninja this episode.
Right. Oh God,
it's gonna happen.
Right, that's gonna happen.
But that's my point, though. This show is about awareness and making money. It's not about servicing the true nerd community.
Because shows like that don't succeed.
Yeah,
the ones that do it right.
Not the audience for the audience for is too small.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's what if that's the paradigm that you're looking at it through, then you're gonna feel the way you feel. But if you look at it for what it really is, it's a money scheme for casual fans.
It's network, and it's not like it's not on some fringe sort of fan site. Right. It's not made. Yeah, it's made for the networks that need to make millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Bingo. Because we've already gotten to the point where if we need something for us, guess who makes it? We make it.
Yeah.
We don't wait for them to make it. We're past that. Technology has gotten too far, and we've gotten too smart, and we're too organized now. If we need something for us, we make it for us.
Yeah.
And then if they're making it, guess what? They ain't making it for us. That's just where we're at now.
Yeah. I could just see you're 100% right with Ninja will be on the first episode.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding me?
Drake.
Watch it.
And this is what's going to happen. They're going to go to like an esports like competition and they're going to meet him and he's going to be competing.
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you. Yeah. I wrote this.
You did. No, straight up. Well, and one of them, the best one, you know, is going to surprisingly do so well that they got to face Ninja in the episode.
Oh, and you got to know there's going to be a girl on the team, but she's like new and they're like, oh, we got our new healer. And she's like, I'm your new tag. And they go, oh my God. And they're all stunned. And it's like, it's fucking Penny all over. Over again.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's gonna be awful.
The only network show that's a nerd show that I can think of off the top of my head that's anywhere close to being for us is Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Outside of that, everything else falls pretty damn short.
Before that, I would say it was...
that's true. Good point.
Before that, I was thinking Community, which I always saw as the anti-Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, for sure.
They're around the same time.
I could see that. Yeah, for sure.
One was, you know, they're both about misfit nerds, but one was told, you know, of where they're the punchlines, and the other one was like where they're the...
They're doing the punches.
Yeah, it's authentic.
Well, do you know the difference? A fucking laugh track.
Oh.
If you have to tell me when it's funny, it's not funny.
If they put a laugh track on this thing, GG.
It's going to have a laugh track.
No.
You know it's going
will.
To.
It will.
It's a sitcom on network television. Yeah. It's going to have a laugh track.
So this is my whole thing. Will they do it in the respect of like different games? Or are they going to focus on one game?
They're going to like make up one singular game.
Because they could do different
game.
Seasons where it's like they're following the esports space. Who knows?
I bet they'll just make up a game. And like
to avoid licensing things,
unless it'll be like Battlestar Fortnite.
Yeah, it'll be like Fortnite.
Yeah. Straight up, that's what's going to happen. Unless, but we'll see.
Because I can't even imagine a legitimate esport, like League of Legends, for example. Mm-hmm. I don't think NBC could pay them enough to put their name on this thing.
Absolutely not.
It'd be a huge step backwards. Yeah, nobody's going to want to be associated.
Plot twist, it isn't an anime, it's this show. Yeah.
Thing I'm kind of looking forward to in a completely selfish way is that right now, as it sits, like I have family members who are young and understand what I do. Mm-hmm. You know, and we could talk about it, and it's kind of cool. And then there's basically everybody else in my family in the world who has no fucking clue what I do.
But you're supposed to be bridging the gap, though.
I do. I try and tell them, like, usually it's like NBA, but for video games, and they still don't know, like, because you have to see it. You know, so you kind of have to experience it.
Right. But that's what I'm saying, though. If you don't show them and you let them show them, then
what's going to happen.
Point. Yeah.
It's happen, but
so is it true? There's this rumor that everyone keeps telling me that esports Olympics.
No, oh my god.
Yes, they're going to be at the Olympics this year.
No, they're not.
I heard
that.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Olympics.
Shut the fuck up, Corey.
2020.
No, it is not fake news.
Oh my god, I hate this.
We made it.
You have stepped in something. You have no idea what you started, Lexi.
We did it, everybody.
No,
the argument that you have just
seriously, I heard this like this week, and I was like, hold up. What?
Yeah, so basically what's happening is esports are going to be at the Olympics this year.
No, so here's the thing.
We don't have to work out. We just, you know, we can chill.
There is going to be some sort of tournament taking place the week before the Olympics, not attached to the Olympics, not part of the Olympics.
But it's in the same city.
Happens to be in Japan.
Yeah. So the Olympics.
No. Yeah, exactly what I'm saying.
Oh, my God. Esports are in the Olympics, and I'm like, no, they're not. Shut the fuck up.
Esports are near the Olympics.
They're near the Olympics. They are physically, locationally.
Does it
near.
Count if we're in the same building playing the game as the competition?
Do you get an Olympic medal? The Olympics. No, then it's not in the Olympics.
One last thing I wanted to talk about before we take care of the final bits of business on the show. I know this one's running a little bit long, but man, there's a lot to talk about. We missed the weekend. So this one I know is going to stir up a little bit of emotion. I'm just curious because I have my own thoughts on it. But Scorsese.
Oh, God.
And
it's even worth talking about.
Yes, it is. And Coppola.
Francis Ford.
They don't see the Marvel movies as cinema, and it's been stirring people up. I think they're right. I mean, how are they wrong?
Wait. I want to hear what you think.
How are they wrong?
Corey just likes to be a contrarian, so he says bullshit.
Of course not. Please explain to me then.
They're just being pretentious old people.
I still say Robert Downey Jr. should get an Emmy for his
Oscar?
I mean, Oscar. Thank you. I'm so bad at the awards. But yes, an Oscar for his acting.
Yeah, he did good, but he's no like he's not like a real actor.
Just give us an award.
Their arguments were basically like these are theme park experiences that, you know, they're not necessarily about the cinematography as much as they are like
I don't agree with that because growing up reading the comic books and knowing about the Infinity Gauntlet like saga and going to the movie and actually seeing it was like, oh my gosh, I get to see this on the real screen. Like I get to see what are they saying? Like it's still like important to especially our fan base, like older people too.
Yeah, like, they're coming from the idea that like Scorsese and Francis Ford Coppola are looking at it as like what I do is filmmaking, what I do is cinema. I tell stories. There's emotion. There's purpose. It delves into the meaning of human life and art. And they look at something like Marvel that has a lot of special effects. It's about superheroes and people flying, and they're like, that's not a movie. So Scorsese said it's not cinema. Francis Ford Coppola said it's despicable.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's just like
I didn't hear that one.
Pretentious old boomers.
Well, okay, so I need
I'm
a look.
Shooketh.
Now that is cinema.
Damn.
You use the word shooketh.
I need some teamwork real quick. Can I get some help? Corey or actually Emma, can you pull up what Bob Iger just said? His response to this? Because it's very telling.
Is it just him opening his wallet?
No, it's far better than that. It's him opening his mouth. Because I'll tell you one thing about Bob Iger. He don't give no fucks. So go ahead and pull that up because Bob Iger, Uncle Bob is being Uncle Bob. This is what I'll say. Anytime we have disputes about this, I always do the same thing. I pull up the definition of the word. I'm that guy. I'm that jerk. I'm that stickler. I go by the letter. Don't uncan it too much. Let me read this. And that's why you're the perfect person to read this. Let me read what cinema is. Because they said that these movies are not cinema, right? The definition of cinema: a movie theater or a movie house, number one. Number two, films collectively. Number three, the film and movie industry. Number four, the art of making films and movies, cinematography.
Exactly.
So technically, yeah.
No.
It is cinema.
There's no technically.
There's a soul.
No. This right here is what it is. Considering what they did, I went to
all these movies, mm-hmm. and they made me cry, and there was emotion, and I left there wanting more.
The whole
that
range.
Is still that's it's cinema. The whole
range. I mean, and you get down to the letter, the art of. So that means the technique of. That means the action of. So if you pull out a camera and you pull out the damn mics and the people put on the damn costumes and the people do the damn CGI and we get a damn good movie out of it, then it's damn cinema. It's exactly what Emma said. And I love them, and trust me, I'm getting old and cranky too. I'm the one going around saying, this trap music ain't music. All you're doing is getting trapped. That's all it is. I'm turning old. I get it. But I'm going to call my own bullshit on this one.
Yeah.
And it is exactly what Emma said. It's old people watching young and newer people do things not the way that they did and getting all pissy and moaning about it.
Just because it isn't like Leon the Professional.
Exactly.
Because it's not North by Northwest. Because I took a cinematography class.
Ooh.
It's not like cinema. It is cinema.
I love Luc Besson.
Upgraded our tech
and our abilities but it but that's all that it is, and it's going to be this over and over again, and we just got to call it out. But just because the new school comes in and don't do it the way that we would have done it doesn't disqualify it. And you know what that does do? It starts alienating people, because
they don't want to produce content, and it could be great content out there.
I just can't believe that the man who funded Jeepers Creepers 2 thinks Marvel movies are despicable.
right, or the man that was getting ready to produce the Joker movie. Martin Scorsese was originally attached to produce the Joker movie.
Yeah.
But you know what's been happening? They've been trying to get their films greenlit by studios. Mm. Remember The Irishman that just came out on Netflix, and he had to go the Netflix route? He tried to get that funded like five different studios, and they kept telling him no. So these older, great, and fantastic filmmakers, for once in their lives, are hearing words that they never heard before. No. And it's pissing them off. Emma, please tell us what Uncle Bob said.
What did he say?
Bob Iger says, he says, I'm puzzled by it. If they want to bitch about movies, it's certainly their right. It seems so disrespectful to all the people who worked on those films, who are working just as hard as the people working on their films and are putting their creative souls on the line just like they are. Are you telling me that Ryan Coogler making Black Panther is doing something that is something that somehow or another is less than anything Marty Scorsese or Francis Ford Coppola have ever done in any of their movies? Come on.
Wow. Uncle Bob.
He don't give a fuck.
I told you, Uncle Bob don't give a. That's
all I got to say. Well, a lot of people have been also throwing around the figures of exactly how much money these things have made, you know, compared to each other. Mm-hmm. But there was an article here with a little counterpoint that, you know, as far as money goes, obviously Disney has been just mopping the floor with these guys financially.
Yeah.
But as far as, you know, actual Oscars go, the two of those guys have more collected between all the Disney films. It's close.
Collected? What do you mean?
They have 19 Oscars from Best Picture to Best Director. Yeah.
Oh, who cares? They don't even they won't even let comic book movies in.
You know who chooses those awards, right?
Them.
They do.
True.
Yeah, let's not start talking about the politics of the movie
industry. Talk about the Hollywood Foreign Press Association.
Especially now with Emma here.
Of course they don't give a fuck about Marvel movies.
Yeah, let's not even go there.
No, it was just, I mean, it was just a dumb thing. I think with The Irishman coming out, I think it was very much a calculated thing. I think it was, this is gonna drum up a lot of press. This is gonna drum up a lot of headlines, and here we are talking about it. And here we are talking about his fucking movie. Yeah. It was 100% supposed
to happen. Marty Scorsese, you're a marketing genius.
You know what? I'm excited for that movie, but just because Joe Pesci.
Well, of course.
I definitely want to see it.
I'm so glad to have Joe Pesci back on the scene. Yeah, just tell him to go change his diaper and stop being all bitchy and whiny. That's all. I love Marty. I still love Francis Ford Coppola. They just need to I just need to cry about it and get it over with.
Coppola makes a hell of a wine.
Just dry your tears with your piles and piles of money and shut the fuck up.
Exactly. Oh, and Francis Ford Coppola, from the bottom of my heart, thank you for Sofia Coppola, because she is far better than you are at filmmaking. Personally, that's how I feel.
Damn.
I just said it.
Last but definitely not least, what do we got in comical Curtis Corner over there?
Well, thank you to Oblivion Comics and Coffee for providing us with comic books to review for you. Unfortunately, I left mine at home on the way over here.
But you read it, right? You can give us the spark notes.
Yes,
well, I have a theme song for you. 1 second.
Okay.
Curtis's Comic Book Corner.
Ba-dum.
You can go.
Thank you. Well, you know, we try to tend to not spoil the books here because that's what the Krakoa cast is.
Exactly.
For. That's where you lend us your ears and we massage them and we stroke them with your consent and we spoil your ears with sweet nothings of comic book chatter. But for here, I'm just going to tell you Jerry Duggan and Mateo something. I forgot the artist's name because I don't have the book in front of me. I am notoriously not a Jerry Duggan fan. I'm just not. And I even wrote to Jonathan Hickman on Twitter, like, hey, man, like, I'm really excited about this X-Men book, but some of the people that you chose to do the spinoff books, I'm not sure about, but I'll try them. And Jerry Duggan liked my tweet. And I was like, that's weird, Jerry Duggan. That's real weird.
Of course he didn't think it was about him. He was like, yeah, all these other clowns.
Yeah. Obviously not me.
It was me and Hickman and then everybody else.
Exactly. And you know what? I was surprisingly... surprisingly pleased by the Marauders book. I will go to say that it's typically not the type of book that I would read. It definitely has a humor beat that's not typically my type of humor, but for the way that it's framed, it works really, really well, and especially because it's essentially a crew of pirates. So, they're going to be edgy and they're going to be funny.
Yeah.
And he worked it all in very well. And what I like, I do still like the fact that Jonathan Hickman laid down the foundation, because you still get the graphics within the books. I do feel like they're not nearly as essential in there. But I like the continuity of the aesthetic and everything.
Yeah.
Kitty Pryde is the leader of the Marauders.
So she was missing through a majority of House and Powers of X. And so she's kind of in the forefront. Did they say what she was doing?
They do. They do say what she was doing. Obviously, I'm not going to say it here, but they do say a bit
spoilery,
of
spoilery, so it's good.
Yeah.
So she wasn't just sitting on the couch.
No. Okay. They made it a little more significant than that. And that was honestly the part that I was most surprised about, because it's not that Jerry Duggan isn't funny, and it's not that most of the time, his story beats, his pacing, and his overall stories usually aren't, I feel like, are kind of half-baked. But in this particular case, and this is definitely not a Hickman book, but you can tell that they collaborated, because you can feel how connected it is and the continuity and everything. So to keep it simple, go down to Oblivion Comics and Coffee, put Marauders on your pull list. If you're into comedy and you like pirates and you like mutants, so you like mutant pirates, I think it's a book that you'll really, really enjoy. Jerry Duggan, probably the thing that he's best known for recently outside of that horrible Infinity Wars run that they just recently did to
cash in on,
that was god awful. But what he is good at is the Deadpool run that he's recently done, because he's kind of a comedy guy.
Yeah.
So if you like Deadpool, you like that type of humor, I think this book is really, really, really going to connect with most people. You and I will, be reading it, and we'll be reviewing it on the Krakoa Cast. I will go on to number two of it.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
You made it to number two. Are you doing that with all of them, or?
Well, my time is precious. I'm not gonna read a book just because I'm supposed to. I'll read it, and if it don't catch me, then I'm on to the next one. But this particular book, I am gonna give the second one a chance, because more than anything, what they start to set up is pretty interesting. Where they're gonna go? So I'm excited about it.
Is it in line with some of your predictions before that we're gonna be seeing some Namor crossovers, since they're involved in the sea?
I don't think they've hinted strong enough at it yet, but they also have not closed it off at all. The only thing that I'm concerned about is I kind of don't want them to now,
because I
want the serious, I'm a prick, Namor. Yeah. I don't want the.
Want to see him in this. Okay, yeah, that totally makes sense.
I don't at all. But nonetheless, it's
protect
definitely...
Him. Protect him. Because they did a really good job with his. He only had like three or four panels in that series, but they were very significant panels.
Yeah. So leave that one to Hickman.
Yes, please.
But Jerry Duggan, I was very surprised, and I will be objective, and I will say I think it's a book that most people will probably enjoy. So hit up Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Put it on the pull list. See us on Saturday, because we got a trivia night thing coming up over there. And
collaborating with the Filmlosophers.
Chia.
Yeah, my favorites.
Young Eddie, or like I call him, Young Eddie.
Young Eddie. He used to be Fast Eddie, but now he's just Tattooed Eddie. Did you see that? He's got another tattoo.
He's
addicted, man.
I have not seen. I'm the weird one. I have no piercings and no ink on my body.
The body's a temple, bro.
Yeah, I guess it is. I always feel like I'm like Cypher and Tank from the Matrix. No, I don't have none of those holes to jack in. 100% purebred human.
Let's go.
Yeah, Filmer.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast this week. Obviously, a lot to talk about, a lot to be excited for. If you guys are interested in these new games, they're called The Outer Worlds on the Xbox Games Pass and the Games Pass Ultimate on the PC, and then Call of Duty available through the Battle.net. It's going to be exciting. We'll be covering those games closely, probably streaming them. Emma, what's your stream schedule looking like now that you got this job and stuff? Where can people learn more about that?
I'll be on tomorrow and Friday, both at 9 p.m. streaming The Outer Worlds, and then I'll be on Sunday at some point.
All right.
That's about it.
That's it. What about Fire Up? What's going on? You got a big party this weekend, too.
Yeah, we have a Halloween party coming up on Friday. If you guys want to check that out, I think it's on our website, fireup.gg. We have a big Halloween party coming up. And that should be a good time.
Are you dressing up?
No.
Just a polo? You're going to be an employee?
I'm at work, yeah.
Well, I mean, it's fun. Festive.
What are you dressing up for Halloween?
I don't really do Halloween.
Okay.
It's like...
I mean, I like Halloween, but I can't do anything this year because I have to stay home and watch my dogs.
But you're a cosplayer. It's your favorite holiday.
I'll probably like stream, and it's on Thursday, right? So I'll be off work. So I'll probably stream and maybe wear something on stream. Yeah.
Lexi, what's been going on with you? You going to get the stream going here pretty soon? What you got to promote?
I hope so.
Friendship.
My friendship, my love. If you do want me to stream League, hit me up. Because I'm trying to figure that all out right now. Because I play like every day. So
yeah.
So now that I've seen the laptop that you have, because that's where I tried to start and it didn't happen.
Well, I have a Lenovo at home.
Oh, okay.
So like a gaming laptop, but I need to set all that up. It's been a minute. I mean, I have a stream set up kind of, but not really. So it's a work in progress.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll be keeping people updated on that. I want to watch some of those League streams. Oh, sure. I want to participate in some of those League streams.
I did save gameplay, so there's that. Maybe I'll try to upload some to YouTube.
Some YouTube?
So people have it.
Right, let's go, Curtis.
Oh man, I'm all over the internet, baby.
Got that Taboo Ohana grind.
Got the Taboo grind.
Computer booter.
Got the computer booter.
Take us through all of it.
Yeah, so you know Taboo Ohana, man. I love those dudes and. They are the sponsor. They are the family. We finally got our Discord set up and everything, and people coming in. So we're starting to gain some additional infrastructure.
Fun social media too.
Chia,
who's it? They must have Young running the ones and twos on that social media because it's wild.
It's mostly Nilesh, but they switch off. It's Young sometimes too. Young is the wild boy. I love Young. But that's been going good. Obviously, people know about Computer Booter. I'll be doing that that retro console stream on Friday.
Nice.
The Sacktown Breakdown, I did a podcast this morning before work, and so that went out, and now we played our first game, and we lost, because I was watching the score as I was in the chat and everything, so now me and Tap2K, I got to rush home and talk to Tap2K about that game that just happened, and I got to wake up tomorrow morning, and I got to do Marauders with Thinking Critical YouTube page, so we got to do Outside the Bleed with that, and then I got to rush over here, and me and you got to do Krakoa Cast, and then at some point in time, I have to like pick up my kids and be a dad, and I also got to do my own streaming. So yeah, you know, grinding, baby.
Podcast in the morning, podcast in the evening.
Podcast in the morning.
Good Lord.
Yeah, man. Someone said if you want something in life, most people ain't gonna give it to you. You gotta work for it. Right. You gotta work hard. And I ain't got no problem working hard. That's what it's about.
All right, and then I ain't got nothing to promote. I'm probably not going to stream or anything.
Whatever. What's Up Pieces was just on not that long ago.
I like to do surprise streams. So if you follow What's Up Pizzas, and you'll get to go. I don't put it on Twitter. I don't put it on nothing. I just usually, I don't like the pressure. And usually it's just like special cases and lost sheep, you know, making fun of my plays or, you know, admiring them. So one of the two, depending on the night. But yeah, no, it's just follow me, twitch.tv. What's Up Pizza's Video Game Bang is available anywhere podcasts can be found. Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, any of them. Google. You can find us anywhere. And if you listen there, you're like, yeah, bitch, I already download every episode. Well, then you can watch us live on Wednesday nights and sometimes Saturdays when we feel like it. It's been a little hit and miss lately. There's some news, reasons, stuff going on behind the scenes that we'll talk about at a later date. But just know we love you guys. Thank you for your support. Let your friends know you watch the show. If you're in Sacramento area, come hang out with us this Saturday at the Video Game Bang Trivia Night with the Filmlosophers. It's Halloween themed. If you wear a costume, you get a bonus point. I can't wait. Usually if it's a person who listens to the show that I recognize from chat, I'll buy him a pitcher. I'll buy him a beer. I did that for Drew and the TARDIS last time, and I will gladly extend that offer to anybody in here who I haven't caught at one of those events. So get a free beer, hang out with VGB. Lots of fun. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. For Curtis, for Emma, for Lexi, my name is Corey saying you've just been banged.